I know the question you may be asking yourself right now. Why is Theater 37 in Perry, of all places, holding the New York State Puppet Festival? Founder and producing artistic director Josh Rice would tell you, why not? It might not stand out in New York City.
I think a festival like this might get lost in the vacuum of New York because there are just so many wonderful and amazing things already happening. We're all vying for the same audiences. Here in Western New York, I think there's a unique opportunity to reach an audience that maybe has never been reached before with this kind of work.
On top of that, Perry has a history of drawing tourists with rumored puppet-like contraptions dating back to the mid-19th century.
The guy, E.B. Walker, was trying to get people to come to his hotel and was having, you know, a hard time getting people to stay. So he created a bellows system that he ran into the water, connected to a piece of canvas, blew it up from the shore with the bellows, and it rose out of the water, and people thought that there was a sea creature. People came from everywhere to come and see it.
People came to the area then, and they are coming now to see something much different, like New York City puppeteer Sam J. Gold's play War with the Newts, which was inspired by a Czech novel.
It's a sci-fi 1930s tale where the Western world discovers this species of 3-foot-tall, highly intelligent newts. Sort of chronicles how they spread them around, how they love them, how they educate them, how they arm them, and how they are ultimately overthrown by them.
Director Miriam Grill says there has been a lot of support for their play here at the festival, which combines human actors with an all-puppet cast of newts.
There's creative support, there's technical support. I mean, I feel like in New York, you do things so janky some of the time. You're just like, I'll do it myself, I'll be 5 people. And here it's like, we really want to support you and create your vision and, you know, give you the teams to be able to do that.
Golden Grill had a residency in Perry in February, which led to some inspiration from local school children who they performed for.
We did this improvisation with them, and it actually led to some of the staging that we have now, and it was inspired by the community.
The big draw of the festival is fifth-generation puppet master Koryu Nishikawa, whose Japanese puppet theater company has been named an intangible cultural asset by the city of Tokyo. So how did Josh Rice get him to come?
We were on a tour of a show in Hawaii, and I said, Sensei, would you come to my town and do a puppet festival where there are more cows than people? And he said, ah, yes, I come. We do puppets. And I said, thank you, Sensei. That's really great and generous. And he's just the most generous person.
I can talk so long and for a whole day for this topic, so I think I should move on.
With help from his translator, Leah Ogawa, Nishikawa has held workshops and performances, giving his thoughts on being a puppeteer.
So, as actors, I think there's a limit in terms of what kind of characters you can play. But for puppet, I can play a child, an adult, I can play female, I can play male, I can play a monster that turns into, you know, there's so many possibilities and there is no limit. And because of that, I think there's value in puppet.
His master classes have drawn several laughs, partially because of his lighthearted nature, but very much due to his blunt delivery with his translator.
So in puppetry, if you're a good puppeteer, you can make the puppet become a superhero. But if a puppeteer is really bad, you can make the puppet look like a rock. So it's a really, you know, it's all up to you as a puppeteer to make this puppet come alive.
For Rice, who is a Perry native, this is a dream that's become a reality.
The hope is, I think, one day to make Perry and Silver Lake an arts and cultural destination. I've been working on it since 2012 with Shake on the Lake, and now this puppet festival, and we're hoping that we can continue to draw people and interest and have more people come and see that small towns like Perry and rural places like Perry do matter, that arts do matter here, that these places deserve great art.
Rice hopes to make this a biannual festival, which means the next one would take place in 2020. Reporting for WBFO News, I'm Nick Lippa.